Hello, everyone. I hope that this finds you all well and safe, taking the right steps to handle this very unusual and difficult situation and time with this coronavirus pandemic. I thought it might be helpful to offer a visualization in this podcast to alleviate some of the stress which we may be experiencing. It is a synthesis of several visualization techniques I've encountered and used personally over the years, as well as teaching friends, patients, and students. I would like to put it up here for all of you to try, and if you like it, to practice and hopefully find some relief from the anxiety, fear, and stress that results from most of what we are hearing and reading these days. While it is very important to be informed and understand and assimilate, as well as follow through with all the information being provided regarding the coronavirus situation, it is also just as important not to fall into the deep well of anxiety and seeming hopelessness which can occur if we attach to all the negativity. A fundamental principle of the Path to Wisdom Project is the importance of knowing yourself and realizing your true heart. Heart-mind in Eastern philosophy. You may refer to earlier podcasts for more details. The visualization is a tool to do that. The elements of this visualization come from both old and new, East and West, philosophy and psychology. I use it myself, and I have taught it to patients in need as well as friends and students for their own relief. However, before we begin, it is very important that you understand that this is not a therapy, nor is it a treatment or a formal counseling. This is sharing a visualization which has proven over many years to be very helpful, improving one's sense of well-being. If you are facing a medical problem or crisis, be it emotional, physical, or psychological, please do contact a professional in the appropriate field for direct assistance. Let's begin with some introductory information. Visualizations have been a part of both health and spiritual practices for millennia. Many different traditions have developed their own styles and flavors, some simpler and easier and others more complex. Some specifically target certain areas and others are more general. Some require very focused concentration and others are more relaxed. Some are integrated into meditations and others are not. However, we do know that as a result of recent scientific research in several fields, like neurophysiology, psychology, psychopathology, philosophy, and quantum medicine, there are many benefits that result from different types of visualizations and also from meditation. One example is all the press that mindfulness is receiving these days after so much positive research has now been clearly demonstrated. As I previously mentioned, this visualization, which I'm introducing today, is a synthesis of several well-established techniques. What they all share in common is the importance of knowing and communicating within oneself. Let's spend a moment on what that means, communicating within oneself. Because we are often functioning as a self-directed being, we often forget that in fact we are a large community of trillions of cells. Our overall person is the largest of many sub-communities. We have the organ system, the skeletal system, the circulatory system, the muscular system, the nervous system, and so on. And each one of these systems is also a community of cells. For example, in the circulatory system, we have red blood cells, white blood cells, and even then, among white blood cells, they have a further division. For us to function in a balanced and harmonious manner, all of these communities need to work together in coordination, fulfilling each of their functions so that the overall organism, our person, functions smoothly. In order to do this, they need to communicate amongst themselves. I will be asking you to use your imagination at the beginning of these visualizations, but please be assured that nothing about what you're going to be doing is imaginary. Today's visualization is about communication. I'm going to present it in two podcasts. This is part one. Let's begin. I will guide you through it, but don't stress to keep up or to do a certain amount of breaths. Just allow the flow to be calm, and with the guidance and practice, you will soon be able to do it comfortably on your own. Okay, the first thing is to find a comfortable place where you can relax and your body is comfortable. You can do this lying flat or sitting up in a chair or cross-legged on a cushion or mat. Your back should be straight, but not strained. The most important part is not to strain to maintain your position. Now, please close your eyes gently, breathe through your nose, and allow your tongue to rest upon the upper palate in your mouth. Take a comfortable, relaxed, deep breath in and release it. Repeat that again. And then finally, a third time. Now, with closed eyes, pay attention to your breath as it passes in and out of your nose. Try to become aware in a relaxed manner and feel the passage of the air through the nose by feeling it either on your upper lip or as it passes through your nostrils or as it enters and exits the nose itself. This is not always easy at first, but don't worry, in time it will become easier. Most important is not to strain or become frustrated if you're not able to feel anything at first. We're going to continue with this for 18 breaths, which is about 3 minutes. So let's begin with relaxed breathing and awareness to the air passing through the nose. Breathe at a pace which is comfortable, relaxed, and easy for you. After you finish your 18 breaths, or about 3 minutes of breathing, please use your imagination to visualize your heart and engage it in a conversation. First, see it in its location in the center of your chest. Then, give it an image, any image that you feel comfortable with. Can be the actual image of a heart, or it could just be an abstract image. It can be moving or still. And ask it, how is it doing today? Heart, how are you feeling at the moment? What are your concerns? And after you've asked it those questions, allow your heart to respond. Perhaps it will say, I'm well, but concerned. Or, I am afraid, of everything that I am reading or hearing. Or, I am tired, I'm working too hard. Or perhaps, I'm full of energy and joyful with the day today. Establish a dialogue with your heart in a manner that is comfortable for you. Once you feel you have managed to establish a rapport, I would like to bring your attention again to visualize a place, a person, a thing, an object, or a past experience that makes you truly happy. Perhaps a loved one, or a loved pet, or a time and a place you visited that brings fond, warm memories, and with that visualization, allow a smile to form on your lips. Once you form the smile, and if the smile doesn't come, then please make the smile, even if it's forced. This is very important because it sends a signal to the brain when the muscles making a smile are engaged. Once you have that smile, I'd like you to bring that smile down to your heart and visualize your heart smiling with you. Whatever image you gave the heart, see that image holding a big smile, smiling back at your smile, and together you're smiling with your heart. Keep the physical smile on your lips and keep the smile in your heart, and together let's take 9 comfortable breaths. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. When you finish your 9th breath, again visualize your heart as an entity smiling back at you, and then see it as a lovely, bright, ruby red jewel. Not dark, not too light, glowing brilliantly, shining from all its facets. And let's take 3 more breaths with that image of a bright ruby red jewel smiling at us from our heart. 1, 2, 3. When we finish, release the visualization and relax. Still with your eyes closed and breathing through your nose, with your tongue touching your upper palate. Now take 3 comfortable deep breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And after the 3rd breath, you can slowly, and slowly is important, open your eyes and bring your attention back to our location. You can practice this visualization anywhere and anytime, as long as you can relax and not be disturbed by others, including the phone, an iPad, or a computer. It is a great visualization to do before bed and upon waking in bed before starting the day. Often many wonderful and interesting results occur. However, the most important thing is internal communication is improved, stress is reduced, and an overall sense of well-being is enhanced. We know that a strong immune response depends upon our bodies being in balance and harmony, and upon reduced stress and anxiety, which allows us free to respond to both external and internal stressors. Use it, and if you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email us at info@path-2-wisdom.org. In the accompanying information, I am posting the address of the HeartMath Institute. They are one of the earliest institutes to combine traditional breathing with scientific research, emphasizing heart coherence. There you will find many more exercises, as well as information, research, and wonderfully healing energy. Thank you all, and please stay safe.